Hello, everyone. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
Welcome to English Digest. Thanks for joining us today. So today, we're going to be talking about a trend that is sweeping the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys guess what it is?
Is it like streaming, like YouTuber or...
Yes, very good guess. It's live streaming. Live streaming is becoming more and more popular. So live streaming is a live broadcast, a live video, and it usually has audio coverage of an event over the internet, which means you are watching the event as it is happening in real time. So for example, if you watch a baseball match using your computer or smartphone in real time as the game is happening, you are live streaming the match.
Mm-hmm. 好，所以呢，今天我们就要讨论了现在在网络上非常红的，那就是 live streaming， 也就是我们说的直播了。OK， 这个呢可能是棒球比赛直播、新闻直播，但是呢，现在因为网络非常发达，在手机上你就可以直播，你就可以发送内容出去，自然呢也就出现我们很多直播主啊，或者是网红了。
So before live streaming became popular, some of you may have heard of people who vlog, okay, vlog. So the word vlog, V-L-O-G, vlog, is the abbreviation word for a video log or a video blog. So it's pretty much an online journal or a diary in video form. Okay, so the audience gets a visual insight into the producer's experiences, the emotions, opinions, and interests. So vlogging is one of the most popular type of YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm. 好，所以呢，网络上我们知道有所谓的 vlog， 就是呢用 video 用影片呢来做 vlog。那直播呢就变成现在新的一股热潮了。
Yeah, so a lot of influential people are turning to live streaming, which we will talk about more in more detail later, as well as a lot of retail companies. Okay. Mm-hmm.So what this means is that you can shop online and watch live streaming at the same time. So merchants are live streaming product pitches by displaying their products in real time to customers. And then customers can engage with the merchants and they can answer any questions you have live.
Yes.
So it's like you're shopping at a brick and mortar store.Without having to leave your house.
Yeah, this is like super crazy, super popular on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah.
You can stay home and do everything. Let's find out more in our sentence translation.
Okay, right. So let's talk more about how celebrities or other influential people use live streaming by looking at the first sentence, okay? So the first sentence is...
好，马上来看一下我们今天第一个 Part A 的单句翻译哦。许多网红依赖直播 live streaming 来引起人们的注意并与他们的粉丝互动。好，首先呢提醒大家，今天呢我们是在描述一个事实，所以呢这句翻译呢我们就以现在简单式来做一个翻译。
So in English, the sentence is translated as many famous internet figures rely on live streaming to draw people's attention and interact with their fans. Okay, so let's break down the sentence so we can get a better understanding of what it's trying to convey, okay? So first, let's take a look at the phrase famous internet figure. So a famous internet figure is an individual who has become famous because of the internet. So the first thing that might come to mind are people who are famous on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. Sam, who are some famous internet figures in Taiwan?
There are a lot, yeah, but I don't really watch them on YouTube. I guess I'm old. Yeah, but I do know some of them, like 李科太太.
What does that person do?
She's like a psychologist.
Okay,
so she's like analyze some people's emotions and some daily life on her YouTube channel.
Very interesting.
And there are like really young, like 圣洁or 小玉. They do like crazy things, like nonsense. And it's fun to watch, I guess. Yeah, I have no idea what they're doing, actually. I just know them from the news. So.
Okay. One person that I heard of is this guy named, I don't know if I'm saying it properly, but Tai Aka, I think. Yeah, and he's pretty big. I think he used to just travel around Taiwan. Was he more like a travel vlogger? I don't really know how he got famous, but he's pretty famous,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's famous.
Okay, yeah. So we can also call famous internet figures, internet celebrities, or online celebrities, internet personalities, or influencers.
Yeah, influencers.
So, yes, so that's what we can call them. Internet celebrities don't just become famous because of YouTube, okay? But bloggers are also considered internet celebrities or influencers.
Yes, yes. Especially those who, like, test products.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are testing products
They're
out there.
Like really influencers.
Yeah.
OK, 所以呢今天我们要讨论这个网红哦。网红其实指的就是网络上的名人。所以比方说呢我们刚刚说 famous internet figure。Figure 呢可以指一个人物哦。所以说有名的网络上的人物或者是呢我们可以直接讲 internet celebrity。Celebrity 指的就是这些名人。OK, 我们可以看一些例句了。Internet celebrities spend a lot of time coming up with content that will please their fans. OK, 网红呢花许多时间发想能让他们粉丝满意的内容。You can also hear these words like influencer,
right.
YouTuber, or like KOL, like Key Opinion Leaders. OK, these words refer to different types of internet celebrities.
I actually just learned the word KOL
yeah.
from one of my students. Yeah, I had no idea what KOL was. And because we don't use that in English?
No, not
no,
really.
Yeah, so yeah. I was like, what is KOL? And he explained that it's an influencer.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting how Taiwanese people came up with the phrase KOL,
yes,
or the abbreviation
yes, yes.
KOL.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, so now let's take a look at the phrase rely on. So to rely on someone or something means to need a particular thing or the help and support of someone or something in order to continue or succeed. So for example, I rely on my best friend for good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can also say depend on. So I depend on my best friend for good advice. We can also say count on.
Yes, okay. 好，所以呢，在这边我们看到这个依赖什么人或者指望什么人来做什么事情啊，在我们的例句里面呢，它是使用这个 rely on。那除了 rely on 之外呢，你也可以用 depend on 或是 count on。后面呢，你可以加上一个人，然后再加上 to。做什么事情指望他来帮你做什么事情刚刚说 Angeline 呢他总是依赖他的朋友呢他的朋友会给他很好的建议或是说呢我们可以说 You helped me so much this week 你这周帮了我好多忙哦 I'm glad I can always count on you 很高兴呢我总是能依赖你很高兴你总是在那里帮我、
mm-hmm. We probably all have at least one friend that we can count、
yes.
on, right? Okay, so going back to our sentence Many famous internet figures rely on live streaming to draw people's attention. Okay, so to draw somebody's attention means to make someone notice something.
好，所以呢，要引起别人的注意哦，我们呢可以说 draw attention. 它的用法呢， mm-hmm. 我们就是 draw attention to 后面呢再加上这个 somebody 或是 something.让大家呢来注意到我们后面 to 后面接的这个 somebody or something 比方说呢我们可以说 Raina created an activist group to draw attention to the issue of plastic waste 雷娜呢成立了一个行动团体来引起人们对塑胶废料议题的关注 draw attention to the issue 让大家注意到后面这个东西 the issue
Mm-hmm. So, internet celebrities need to make people notice them because they rely on, right, views and、
yes.
subscribers. So, views as in how many people watch their video、mm-hmm. and subscribers, how many people subscribe or sign up to watch their videos. Okay, so this is the way that they sustain their business because a lot of internet celebrities rely on ads、
yes.
and sponsorships,、
yes.
that kind of thing to make money. Okay,、yeah. so the best way to do this is to allow your fans to interact with you. I mean, who wouldn't want to talk to their favorite celebrity and have that celebrity respond in real time?
Yes, yes. They build a connection.
Exactly.、
Yes. Okay, 所以呢跟谁互动呢我们就可以用这个动词 interact. Inter 这个字首呢就有交互的意思。所以 interact, 你跟他之间呢有互相有动作就是互动。我们呢在后面加上一个介系词 with, interact with, 谁跟谁互动。We want our kitten to interact with other animals, so he becomes comfortable around them. 我们希望呢这个小猫可以跟其他动物互动这样子呢它才能跟大家舒适的相处在一起。
Okay, so live streaming is changing the way we interact with influencers, okay? Let's look at the second sentence to learn more.
好，我们的第二句子呢，他说，这种沟通方式呢，使得这些粉丝感觉他们最喜爱的名人就好像正在跟他们面对面谈话一样。
Okay, this sentence is translated into English as, this way of communication makes these fans feel as if their favorite celebrities were talking to them face to face. Okay, again, let's break down this sentence into smaller parts so they are more manageable, beginning with the grammar for make.
OK， 在我们看到这个 make 这个实义动词之前呢，先提醒大家一下，这句话呢，我们延续单句一的翻译，这个单句二呢，我们一样是在描述事实，所以我们一样是用现在简单式。OK， 注意到我们这边 make 是一个现在简单式用来描述事实，但是呢，我们后半部哦，他说 as if 这边我们看到这个 were 呢，其实呢，它不是过去式哦，它是一个假设语气来陈述非真实的情况。那呢，回到我们刚刚讲的这个前半句，我们这边用简单式用这个 make 呢，它是一个实义。动词哦，实义动词呢，顾名思义就是让别人怎么样，让别人做什么事情。那我们常见的有这几个动词哦 ，make、have、that 跟 get 这些呢都是实义动词。那它用法呢其实非常简单。那如果呢让它做主动的动作呢，通常呢都是 make 加上受词加上原形动词。比方说呢，我妈妈哦 make me study， 她让我读书。OK， 所以我主动读书这边我们后面加上原形动词。那如果是被动的话呢，让她被动的。比方说呢，像我们的这个例句哦 ，When she was very sick， 当她生病严重的时候呢 ，Elena needed to have her meals fed to her， 因为那个这个餐点是被喂给她的，所以我们这边是用 fed 这个 VPP 被动的。那另外呢 ，that 跟 get 呢也是实义动词呢，但是他们比较不一样的呢，是在于说呢 ，that 当它后面是加上被动语态的时候，它不是直接加上 VPP， 它是呢要加上 be 再加上过去分词 VPP。那至于 get 的话呢，当主动的时候呢是 get。Somebody to do something， 它呢不是直接加上原形动词，而是要先加上不定词 to， 再加上原形动词。注意到这几个特别的用法。
Okay, and the phrase as if is a conjunction, and it is used to make comparisons. So we use as if to talk about an imaginary situation or a situation that may not be true, but that is likely or possible. Mm-hmm. For example, Judah talks to his dogs as if they were actually his babies. Mm. I'm actually guilty of doing this. I talk to my dog as if he's human and actually understands what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
You do that too?
OK， 所以呢，当我们中文要说好像怎么样，仿佛怎么样呢，我们就可以用这个连接词 as if 或者是 as though。 使用的时候呢，我们要特别注意到时态了。假如说后面陈述的这个情况呢是真实的或是可能会发生的，那注意到呢，我们 as if 或是 as though 后面的子句呢就跟我们这个时态是一致的。但假如说呢是非真实的状况，是跟现在事实相反的，那注意到我们后面就要使用假设语气。比方说呢，我们刚刚这个例句呢 ，Angeline 就说了 ，Judah talks to his dogs as if they were actually his babies. OK， 犹大呢跟他的这些狗讲话呢，好像这些狗其实就真的是他的婴儿一样。但是这些狗是人类婴儿吗？不是，他们还是狗。所以呢 ，as if they were. OK， 这边呢，我们注意到这个 be 动词就要使用假设语气的时态。
Yeah, like if you have a little dog or a cat.You would call them fur babies. But a lot of these fur parents really think that they are their
yes,
babies,
yes,
right?
Yes,
you can
yeah.
buy strollers for them. You can buy clothes for them. A whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So the phrase face-to-face is actually quite literal in meaning. It means you're in a situation where you are meeting and talking to another person directly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For example, you might meet someone online and not meet them face-to-face until you get to know the person better.
Yes, OK. 好，所以呢，看到这个片非常的直观，跟我们中文很像哦。面对面，在英文呢，我们就用片 face to face, OK, 脸对脸就是面对面。那呢，面对面，如果我们是在修饰动词哦，当成副词的时候，那通常呢，我们常写成 face to face, 就是 face to face 三个字中间没有连字号。那如果呢，我们是要修饰名词哦，把它当成形容词的时候，那呢，我们就会用 face to face 变成一个字中间呢 face 跟 to 跟 face 中间，我们就用连字号来连接、
mm-hmm.
那另外呢还有一个用法是 come face to face with someone OK 跟谁面对面比方说呢 when I came face to face with my online crush 当我跟我喜欢的网友面对面的时候呢I couldn't help but feel shy 我忍不住觉得害羞
OK let's take a quick break before we continue with the rest of our lesson Okay, so let's switch gears and talk about the beauty of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if someone is visiting Taipei for the first time,
yeah.
where would you tell them to go? Any attractions they must see?
If they're visiting Taiwan, not just Taipei, I would say Taroko National Park.
Okay, yeah.
It's very unique, something you have to see. If it's just Taipei, I would say the Palace Museum, 故宫博物院.
Oh, the one in Shiling? Is
yes,
that where
yes,
it is?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not because the building is like really cool, magnificent or something. Uh-huh. I think what's really cool is what's inside.
Right.
Yeah, because we had wars like when we're back in days in China, and we brought all the precious things to Taiwan. So,
that's
the true culture there.
Right. Okay. So when I first came to Taiwan, I actually went to that museum. And I actually don't really remember much of the artifacts in there, except for two things.
Yeah.
One is that vegetable.
Yes.
I don't know what it's called, but it's like a Napa cabbage. And then the other one is that piece of meat.
Yes.
And I think there were a lot of vases in there, Qing vases or something.
Yeah, lots of vases.
Yeah.
Armors, weapons.
Ah, okay. Yeah, Taroko National Park, I also would highly recommend. Mm-hmm. I've tried to go there about two or three times. Mm-hmm. I've made a trip there. And every time it's been raining.
Yes.
When I get there.
It's always raining.
Yeah. And then they closed off a lot of the trails. So I went in there and then there was nothing to do and I had to come back out. And this has been like three times that this has happened.
Yeah.
So I just have very bad luck with that place.
Yeah. So you have to go like the fourth time should
be. The fourth time? Yeah. The fourth time's a charm, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I know for a lot of tourists, Jiufen is always on their list of places to
go,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
It usually requires people to make like a day trip there because it's kind of out of the way. It's not very convenient to get there, although it's not very far from Taipei, but you usually need to hire like a driver or get on a bus or something. Yeah. So people go to Jiufen to eat the taro and the sweet potato balls, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then they also go there to admire the old buildings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think the view at night is also spectacular,
right? Yeah, because it's on the mountain, so you see the night view.
It's so pretty. And you know, honestly, though, as beautiful as Jiufen is, it's extremely crowded. And for that reason, I actually rarely go there.
Yeah, because there's always lots of tourists.
Tons and tons of them.
Especially from Japan and Korea.
Yeah, a lot of them. Okay. So let's take a look at our first sentence in Part B, okay?
Okay. 好，马上呢，我们就来看一下我们刚刚讨论这个很美丽的九份了。九份呢，曾经以其金矿闻名，但它已被转型成观光景点。这边呢，先提醒大家一下，在第一个子句里面呢，因为我们是讲以前曾经是以金矿闻名，是过去发生的事情，所以我们用一个过去简单式来描述。但第二个句子呢，则是表示现在呢已经变成一个观光景点，所以我们用现在完成式来表达这个现在已经完成的一个动作。
Mm-hmm. So in English, this sentence is translated to Jiufen used to be famous for its gold mine, but it has been transformed into a tourist spot. Okay, so we get a little history lesson today about Jiufen, okay?
Yes.
There used to be a gold mine there. Sam, can you tell us more about the grammar used to?
Yes, of course. 好，所以呢，我们看到这个曾经的用法，我们在这边呢就用 used to。注意到呢，这个 to 是一个不定词，我们后面是加上一个原形动词，表示呢你过去曾经做过的事情，以前曾经怎么样。那呢，另外一个跟它长得很像，很常被混淆的呢，就是be used to， 加上 ving，前面呢加上一个 be 动词。那除了呢我们前面加上 be 动词之外，另外一个不一样的呢在于说 be used to， 这个 to 呢它呢是一个介系词，所以我们后面要加上的是 ving， 这个时候呢它是表示习惯做什么事情，跟我们刚刚讲 used to 很不一样。 Before Sylvia was embarrassed by her poor Chinese， 以前呢西维亚对于她的破中文感到尴尬， but now she's used to speaking it， 但是她现在习惯说中文了。
I can certainly relate to that example sentence. I'm still embarrassed by my poor Chinese, but sometimes I have no choice, so I still have to speak it, right? Anyway, going back to our sentence, Jiufen used to be famous for its gold mine. Mm-hmm. So be famous for can be interchanged with well-known or known for, and Sam will tell us more about this.
Okay, 好，马上呢，我们看到呢，他说九份以前是以金矿闻名，以什么样的特色闻名呢？你可以用这个形容词 famous， 有名的。Be famous for, OK, 后面再加上你有名的原因。 比方说呢，九份 is famous for its gold mine， for 后面加上你有名的原因。那除了 famous 之外呢，你也可以换成 well known 或者是 known， 被人所知道。那如果呢是以什么身份被别人知道呢，我们后面是加上 s 再加上名词。比方说呢， this singer is known as the king of pop for his amazing live performances。 OK， 这名歌手呢因为其令人惊艳的现场表演而以流行乐之王被人所知，大家都知道他就是 King of Pop， as the King of Pop。 注意到呢是以什么身份闻名，我们呢就用 as。 那如果呢我们是被某人所知，我们后面加上 to somebody， 被谁所知道。比方说呢， this singer is known as the King of Pop to the public， 被所有人所知道，他就是流行乐之王。
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually read online that Jiu Fen became popular due to its resemblance to the setting of the famous Japanese anime Spirited Away.
Ah, yes, it is. And it's one of my favorite anime movies,
really?
It's really good. Yeah, also there's Hou Xiaoxian, a Taiwanese director.
Uh-huh.
His movie is also filmed here. It's called Beijing 城市
Oh, so. Okay, so it's actually filmed in Jiu Fen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Jiu Fen had a gold mine in the past. Mm-hmm. But now it's been transformed into a tourist spot, right? So to transform A into B means to change A into B.
Mm-hmm.
So recently, actually, one of my friends bought a van and transformed it into a camper.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, she... I don't even know how she did it, but it was just a van, like a normal van with nothing inside except for the two front seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then she turned it into like a mini RV or camper, which means there's like a little kitchen in there and there are benches for her to eat. And then also she can lay another piece of wood down and it becomes a bed so she can live inside that little van.
Wow, it's really cool. That can save her a lot of rent.
Yeah, but she's actually going to take it on trips.
Yeah. Okay, 使 A 呢转变成 B 呢，我们就可以用这个动词 transform， 或者是你用 turn 也可以哦。我们可以用 turn A into B， 把 A 变成 B， 或者 transform A into B。After selling some paintings, 卖出几幅画作之后呢， Sandra decided to transform her art hobby into a real business. 三卓呢决定将她在艺术上的这个嗜好变成一个真正的事业，真正可以赚钱的工作。
Oh, she's so lucky.
Yes.
I wish I could transform one of my hobbies into a real business.
Yeah, like, it's nothing you can easily access.
Yeah, I guess not. Like, I mean, do you think my hobby of shopping I could turn into a business?
Yeah, you can...be a, like, a personal shopping consultant.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Are you looking to hire anyone right now? I know you like shopping. I could do it for you. Okay, so the next time you go traveling, you'll want to make a list of all the tourist spots, which is a popular place that tourists go when they visit a place.
Mm-hmm.
So, spot can be replaced with the word site and attraction. So, we can say Taipei 101 is a tourist site or a tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
We can also say a particular place is a sightseeing spot, a site, or an attraction.
OK， 好，所以呢，英文里面要说观光景点呢，有几种用法，几种组合哦。首先呢，我们可以看到，tourist 就是游客 ，OK， 那 sightseeing 就是表示观光哦。所以呢，我们可以用这两个字后面再加上 spot 一个点。Site 一个地方，或者是 attraction 一个吸引人的东西，所以呢 tourist spot、tourist site 或是 tourist attraction 就是观光景点，你也可以换成 sightseeing spot， OK， sightseeing attractions 这些都是可以互相通用的。
Mm-hmm.
This village used to be little known, but recently it's become a popular tourist site. OK， 这座村庄呢曾经鲜为人知，但近来呢它已经变成了一个热门的观光景点喽。
Okay, so let's learn more about why Jiu Fen is a tourist site by looking at the second sentence.
嗯哼，好，第二句子呢，他说保存良好的日式建筑是九份吸引许多游客的其中一个原因，描述一个事实。所以呢，这句翻译呢，我们就以现在简单式。
Okay, so we can translate the sentence into English like so. The well-preserved Japanese-style buildings are one of the reasons why Jiu Fen attracts a lot of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know why Jiu Fen has such a resemblance to the Japanese anime movie Spirited Away. That's because the buildings have elements of Japanese traditional architecture, okay? What's more, these buildings are well-preserved, which means they have been kept in good condition.
Yes.
So artifacts or objects like Palace Museum,
yes,
is that what it's called?
Yes,
yeah,
yes, yeah.
That are historically important are kept at museums so they can be preserved, right? Because preserve means to keep something in good condition. Preserve also has another meaning, which means to prevent food from decaying. So, for example, salt can be used to preserve meat.
Ah, yes.
Right? And canned fruit is preserved in syrup.
Yes. OK， 好，所以呢，我们看到 preserve 这个动词呢，就表示保存了。所以呢 ，well preserved 就表示保存良好的，它呢就变成一个复合形容词。那在这边的用法呢，我们就是副词加上这个动词过去分词 well preserved。表示呢是被保存良好的。那这个复合形容词呢，我们知道副词后面可以加上动词分词，但是我们什么时候要用 VING， 又什么时候要用这个 VPP， 也就是过去分词呢？ OK， 这个其实非常简单呢，主动语态的我们就用 VING， 而被动语态的就用过去分词。像我们句子里面呢，这个建筑物是被保存，所以呢我们就说 well preservedBuildings 被良好保存的这些建筑物。那呢我们可以看一下用这个 VING 造的复合形容词是怎么样的呢？我们看一下这个例句。 This fast acting pain relief medication should make your head feel better in a few minutes. 这种呢快速生效的止痛药应该在几分钟内就会让你的头不觉得不要这么痛了。 Fast acting OK、这个止痛药呢是快速生效，它是主动生效，所以 fast 副词加上 acting 这个现在分词。
OK, so you may be wondering what's the difference betweenPreserve and conserve, as they seem similar in meaning. Well, to preserve something means to make attempts to keep something as it is, right? Without making any changes. You keep it safe, you protect it from danger. For example, we must make an effort to preserve our forests. Okay. Conserve, on the other hand, is to use something wisely to make sure it is not wasted, okay? So we should always try to conserve power and water, because once we run out of these commodities, it's impossible to replace them.
Very true. 好，所以呢，看到保存呢，就是 preserve, 我们刚刚讲过，比方说呢，你要保存这个食物，让它不要坏掉，所以你把它放到这个糖浆里面，或是用盐来腌它。那呢，我们刚刚讲说很容易跟另外一个字搞混，就是 conserve。 OK, conserve 呢其实它中文应该是翻译为保护什么东西不要受到损害，或者是节约。比方说呢，你节省水节省电，你要用 conserve, 跟我们刚刚讲的 preserve 意思就有点不一样了。那另外还有一个字呢也是有保留意思，但是又不太一样，那就是 reserve。 reserve 呢通常用在预定座位、预定房间，或是预留什么东西。比方说呢 reserve a table for two, 预约一个座位是两个人的座位，所以这三个字意思不太一样。 In order to conserve water, 为了要节省水哦， Aiden started limiting himself to very short showers. 艾登呢开始限制自己洗澡要洗得很快。
That's a good idea. Okay, so now let's turn our attention to the word reason and learn how to use it in a sentence.
好，我们看到的 reason 就是原因的意思，那要讲什么样的原因呢？我们就可以说 the reason why 后面加上一个子句，或者是 the reason that, 或者是呢 the reason for which, OK, 都可以。那更简单一点，我们可以说 the reason for 后面再加上名词或动名词就可以了。我们可以看一下这个例句。 Max demanded to know the reason for his girlfriend's sudden coldness towards him. 麦克斯呢要求知道他女朋友对他突然冷淡的原因， the reason for 后面呢我们加上名词或是动名词。
Ooh, I have a feeling that maybe there's someone else.
Ooh, poor Max.
Is there a third person? Okay, we'll take a quick break before we come back and talk to you. Unit 7, Translation, July 12th. Many famous internet figures rely on live streaming to draw people's attention and interact with their fans. This way of communication makes these fans feel as if their favorite celebrities were talking to them face to face. Jiufen used to be famous for its gold mine.But it has been transformed into a tourist spot. The well-preserved Japanese-style buildings are one of the reasons why Jiufen attracts a lot of tourists. Okay, thank you guys for joining us today. I hope you guys learned a lot and had some fun. We talked about Jofen and we talked about live streaming.
Yes.
Maybe we should do live streaming.
Yeah, next time we can do like live streaming lesson.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are only hearing us right now and it's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So technically it's not live streaming. Live streaming would mean that you guys are actually watching us in the studio right now.
And we can interact.
Yeah, you guys can ask us questions and we can try to make it look like we know how to answer them. Yeah, I think that would be actually really fun. Okay, that's all that we have for today. Mm-hmm. This is Angeline.
This is Sam.
Bye.
Bye.